y hablar inglés centrándote en tus objetivos y a tu ritmo. Para más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. One to One Flex, hecho a medida para ti.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Welcome to the salad, thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's time to get on with the show. Salad, please. Now then, everybody, yes, welcome to the program. We have a lot of ground to cover, of course, on the program today. What do we have for you? Well, yes, we have some news bits coming up, some news items coming right up on Salad News Bits. What else do we have on the program? We also have, bow, business as usual today on the program. Yes, indeed, some business expressions and a business letter brought to us by Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. And Alan will also be here. He's going to stay for the whole second half hour. And he also has Boost Your Level. He'll be teaching us ways we can boost our level with some question tags. You know what question tags are, don't you? You like question tags, don't you? Okay, so question tags, you can do it, can't you? So these are question tags, and they're not always used correctly. But Alan's going to give us some tips how we can use them correctly and use them well. And it's also a good way to boost your level. Okay. So, of course, on the program, we have two conundrums coming up on the program. So it's time for our first conundrum now. Are you ready? All you have to do, it's a little brain teaser, is fill in the blank spaces. It's a triple whammy today. Okay. So there are three prepositions to fill in. This is our conundrum. Let me think about it. No, there are only two prepositions. I'm changing it here. Okay. I'm improvising. Can you tell? So let's get blank blank the job blank hand. I'm going to make it three in the end. Okay. I've decided. So, I actually written this down incorrectly, so I'm making some changes here. So, let's get blank blank the job blank hand. So, again, this is a kind of like a set expression, okay, with the verb to get. So, let's get blank blank the job blank hand. We should reveal the answer at the end of this first half hour, and we'll have a little look at it too. Okay, so one more time. Let's get blank blank the job blank hand. What could the answer be? Stay tuned to find out. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our first headline. This is Wordle related. Now, if you were listening to the program yesterday, at least I think it was yesterday, obviously you can, I lose track of time, but we're looking at Wordle, which is a word game that's recently been bought or purchased by the New York Times. Okay, so we have some more Wordle news. So this is our headline. Wordle code. Okay, salad listeners. Wordle code could be copied to play for 7 years. That's our headline. Wordle code could be copied to play for 7 years. So as we're saying, Wordle is a word game. Okay, so it's like an online word game. So in this case, the code, obviously, if you program, you have to write code to create anything, really, if it's a digital. Wordle code could be copied to play for 7 years. So Wordle, this word game, you know, is in the news lately. Let's go over live to the Big Apple to find out more. Let's get an update on the Wordle situation. We have Hal Leonard. Hal, can you hear me?
Hi, Dave. Yeah, that's right. The code that powers the website of the viral puzzle game, Wordle, can be copied and saved to continue playing it for 7 years. It's been revealed.
Now, that's interesting because we were just talking about this yesterday, and Wordle was sold, or bought, if you like, by the, it was sold by the creators or bought by the New Times for an undisclosed seven-figure sum. But now you're saying the code that powers the website of the viral puzzle game can be copied and saved to continue playing it for 7 years. Go on.
That's right. So the finding comes amid concerns that the game's sale to the New York Times may mean it stops being free to play. Excuse me, yeah, though, I had some disturbances here in the streets, so I got a little bit distracted there. So the code written in JavaScript appears as plain text for those who know how to access it.
Okay. So people feared, it's true, that it was being, you know, bought by the New York Times. The fear was that it would stop being free in the end. Written in JavaScript appears as plain text for those who know how to access it. If you're in the know, I'm personally not with code and stuff like that, but many people are.
That's right. So some publications have even printed a step-by-step guide of how to do it. So I spoke to a professor here at a local university who's a computer scientist who said, effectively, you can keep a version of the game as it exists today with enough data to keep you going for a long time. But he added, you know, as you have the words stored locally, it might be tempting to cheat. And, you know, where's the fun in that? So my professor contact added it would not be too difficult to split the question grid from the answers. You would need to hold the data in a file that was inaccessible other than to the game. So in essence, split the data files of words from the functionality you see when you're playing.
Right. So you can potentially, you know, download the JavaScript and keep playing for 7 years. Or you may be able to cheat on the game, but, you know, that's not the idea. You know, the idea is you're using your brain, you know, to work out words and play the game properly.
That's right. So there are some concerns here, obviously. So that may sound like a lot of effort for a daily word game that challenges users to find a five-letter word in six guesses with clues along the way. But having risen from a handful of players to millions in just a few months, some may be willing to try. So the creator, Josh Wordle, you know, as you were saying, Dave, and as we've been talking about, recently sold his game to the New York Times for a seven-figure sum, exactly as you said. He had originally said that he did not want to make any money from the game, you know, he created as a distraction for himself and his partner during down. And copying the code may carry legal risk. So, I spoke to the legal director at a local law firm here in who said the particular expression of the software code underlying a game like Wordle will be protected as a literary copyright work under copyright law. So, it's not possible to waive copyright, and the copyright provided on the Wordle website is not obviously licensed to the general public on a free, perpetual, open source basis. So, unless Mr. Wordle, the creator of the game, has provided this type of general license to the public, he or the New York Times are likely to still retain the rights to enforce the copyright as they see fit. So, that means that anyone replicating it or creating a clone game could be liable for copyright infringement. So, it might be possible, added my legal contact, to create a game using different lines of code that achieve the same results. But either way, this is a complex area fraught with legal risk for anyone thinking of using this code to release their own Wordle. And it's likely that the website will be completely re-engineered when the New York Times takes charge. So yeah, Wordle's really in the headlines. It's been sold for a seven-figure sum. And now they're saying, you know, that the JavaScript can be downloaded and you can use it for free for at least another 7 years or even longer, Dave. So yeah, hear from NYC, the Big Apple, back to the studio.
So anyone who knows anything about, you know, JavaScript may be able to create their own word game. But be careful. This may have copyright and, you know, copyright infringements and legal implications, of course. Yes, you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, are you ready, salad listeners? Are you ready for another news item? We have one coming up. Here we go. Are you ready? It's coming in right now. Vaccine trial for killer elephant virus begins. That's right. So, vaccine trial for elephant virus begins. So, you're thinking an elephant virus. Virus. We know about viruses. Everyone knows the word virus these days. Okay. And vaccine, of course. So maybe before the pandemic, a lot of students, and I think vaccine comes up in one of our translation lists, one of our Vaughan translation lists. And everyone was, oh, vacuna. How do you say vacuna in English? It's vaccine. But now everybody knows vaccine and virus. So una vacuna. So a vaccine trial for killer elephant virus begins, salad listeners. So, yes, a specific elephant virus. Let's find out a little bit more about this. We're going over live to Chester Zoo in England to find out more about this. Who do we have live in Chester Zoo? We have Simon Hallow. Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. I'm here live at Chester Zoo. And, I've just been speaking, to one of the elephant keepers at Chester Zoo. She's our wonder baby, says Katie, the elephant keeper, smiling broadly. Now, Katie points to a five-year-old in Dali, an elephant survivor of an often deadly virus, which has killed seven calves at Chester Zoo.
So we can say a calf or a calf, okay, or calves. So normally a calf could be un ternero, maybe like a baby cow, for example, or a baby deer, but also a baby elephant, a calf. So in this case, okay, there is a deadly elephant virus, and it's killed 7 calves. That's only at Chester Zoo. What's going on?
Now, the zoo with scientists at the University of Surrey is embarking on a world first, a trial in elephants of a potentially life-saving vaccine.
So this is a trial. Okay, we're talking about clinical trials, you know, if it's for vaccines, etc. So they're working, you know, with the University of Surrey, and it's a world first. So it's a trial of a potentially life-saving vaccine for elephants.
Yes, that's right. Now, it's very difficult to pronounce. Let's have a look. Endotheliotrophic. So the disease is called endotheliotrophic herpes virus, or EEHV, which I think is easier to say, and it has a mortality rate of up to 85%.
So it's actually a disease, endotheliotrophic herpes virus, or EEHV, with a mortality rate of 85%. That's extremely high.
Yes, that's right. So Katie, the elephant keeper, was telling me, and I quote here, so in inverted commas, she said, "We've lost elephants usually between the ages of 18 months and 3 years. So when we see symptoms, lethargy, mouth lesions, it's usually too late."
Okay, so lethargy. So the elephants are very tired. Or lesions, we say, around the mouth. So they have like a sore mouth or some bleeding around the mouth. It's usually too late by that time. Of course, elephants are an endangered species. So everything needs to be done to protect them.
Yes, absolutely. Now, the virus, I've been researching this. So the virus was discovered in 1990 and formally characterized in 1999 by researchers at the Smithsonian Zoo in Washington, D.C. And they linked 10 cases of a highly fatal hemorrhagic disease in young Asian and African elephants in zoos. Now, in each case, they found herpes virus-like particles in cells of dead elephants' hearts, livers, and tongues. Now, since then, the virus has been a zoo's worst nightmare.
Yes, a zoo's worst nightmare, su peor pesadilla, their worst nightmare.
A recent study led by Berlin-based veterinary scientist Sonia Jesus Fontes calculated that it had caused 52% of the deaths of Asian elephants in European zoos since 1985. Now, in North American zoos, it accounted for 50% of deaths since 1980.
Now, of course, if any animal dies, it's always a, you know, a tragedy. In a zoo, I mean, you know, they don't have too many, you know, animals or, you know, or different types of animals. They have some, but individual animals. So 52% of deaths of Asian elephants in European zoos have been caused by this virus since 1985. 50% of deaths since 1980 in North American zoos.
That's right. So it's now been detected in sanctuaries, safari parks, and more worryingly in wild elephant herds in 9 countries. Now, cruelly, it usually affects youngest animals. And since 2010, Chester Zoo has had just 1 calf survive to 5 years of age. And that is in Dali, which is the, you know, the baby calf I'm looking at right now. You know, all others have died of EEHV.
So it affects the younger ones first. So it's very difficult for a young calf born in captivity to survive. But Indali has done just that.
Yes, so in 2018, it claimed 3-year-old Nandita and 18-month Aya in the course of a single day. So it's so tough. You do everything you can and it's not enough, says Katie, the elephant keeper. So groups of researchers around the world study EEHV, but Chester Zoo is now taking an important step with the vaccine trial. As the lead scientist behind his developments, Professor Steinbach from the University of Surrey told me, we know it's almost impossible to prevent infection. We're trying to prevent serious disease and death. So much about how the virus causes such severe disease is still unknown, but it's believed to be passed from older elephants to calves. Possibly when a calf is being weaned and the antibodies from the mother's milk decline.
Ah, okay. So when a calf is being weaned, when it's drinking its mother's milk, it's being weaned, we say weaning. So when the antibodies decline, maybe the young can get infected, but they're not 100% sure.
Yes, that's right. So at this stage, a calf's immune system is in a delicate balance with the virus and can become overwhelmed. So Professor Steinbach said, our aim is to give them a prime before infection. So the immune system knows the virus is on the front foot. So the team of immunologists, zoo vets and keepers, is able to move ahead with the trial now because the new vaccine is built on a tried and tested scaffold, let's say. Essentially, the backbone of this vaccine is identical to the one routinely used to immunize elephants against a virus called cowpox. So the scientists have seeded this vaccine backbone with proteins from EEHV, which is this new virus, and bits of the virus for the elephant's immune system to recognize and respond to. So the professor told me we're using established safe processes. And it's important to move ahead with a trial in elephants because there's no other animal we can test this on. So anyway, that's the good news. They're working on this new vaccine. So a vaccine trial for a killer elephant virus now begins. And yes, right here at Chester Zoo, Dave. So here from a beautiful Chester Zoo, looking at wonderful animals and elephants, back to the studio.
Right. I knew nothing about this elephant virus. Did you, salad listeners? And it tends to affect calves or baby elephants first. So this new vaccine is extremely important. That's right. So let's see how that goes. So, yes, we hope you enjoyed those news items. You heard them here on Salad News Bits. So, salad listeners, yes, more news about vaccines, but in this case, a vaccine for elephants. Let's keep our fingers crossed about that. Now then, let's have a look at our conundrum, salad listeners. Do you remember our conundrum? Well, let me refresh your memories here. The conundrum was, let's get blank blank the job blank hand. Okay, that was our conundrum, salad listeners. What do you think? The answer is, let's get on with the job at hand. So to get on with the job at hand is a set expression. So really to get on with something is ponerse con algo. Ponte con ello, get on with it. Okay, so the job at hand is what you have to do right now. So let's get on with the job at hand. It's a set expression. Okay, well, that's good. So to get on with something, I like that. Before I left to come here today, my son was at home. I was like, get on with your homework. Ponte con los deberes. Okay, you need to get on with it now. Okay, so you don't have to do it later on. So something that's pending is the job at hand, we say. So let's get on with the job at hand. That's our first conundrum. Now we have another conundrum coming up after a short break. But what else is coming up on the program? We also have Bow, business as usual. Alan Parsons will be here for the entire half hour. Business letter for you. Because obviously, you know, working on our business writing skills is very important. We also have Boost Your Level. We'll be looking at question tags. You know what question tags are, don't you? You're going to stay and listen to the second half of the program, aren't you? Yes, indeed. So we're going for a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Salad.
Estoy creando la fórmula mágica para aprender inglés. Añado 5 semanas, 5 horas a la semana de lunes a viernes. Unas gotas de listening and speaking. Enciendo el catalizador y...
Que no te cuenten cuentos. No existen fórmulas mágicas para aprender inglés, por mucho que algunos se empeñen en idearlas. Pero con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorarlo en solo 3 meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos llamando al 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Únete a Vaughan Student World, el nuevo portal del alumno de Vaughan. Disponible desde cualquier dispositivo, estés donde estés. Con todo lo que necesitas para conocer y aprovechar al máximo el método Vaughan y dar el cambio que tu inglés necesita. Acceso a todos tus cursos, contenidos personalizados, recursos gratuitos, agenda para reservar tus clases y juegos. Desde la sección My Vaughan podrás acceder a todos tus cursos. También podrás reservar directamente desde cualquier dispositivo. Todo lo necesario para seguir tu evolución en Vaughan Student World. Notificaciones, niveles, además de la información sobre tus pedidos. Acceso a nuevos recursos gratuitos y exclusivos Vaughan para que practiques todas las destrezas, clasificados también por temáticas. Selecciona tus recursos favoritos y practica para repasar y seguir mejorando. Calendario con eventos como masterclasses, formaciones gratuitas y mucho más para que tengas siempre la información más actualizada sobre Vaughan. Practica todos tus avances de la forma más divertida, retando a otro estudiante con Vaughan Rivals. Consigue puntos y enfréntate a nuevos retos. ¿Jugamos otra ronda? Únete ya gratis a Vaughan Student World y empieza a disfrutar de sus contenidos exclusivos. Bienvenido a Vaughan Student World. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
¿Cómo tú ves tanta pasión en lo que hacen, tanta dedicación? Porque luego tienes a lo largo del máster, tienes feedbacks con ellos. Y ellos te dicen exactamente cuáles son tus puntos débiles, cuáles son tus fortalezas, cuáles son tus weaknesses, debilidades, ¿no? ¿Sabes? Y cuando ves a alguien que hace con tanta pasión algo, no te viene tan natural decepcionarle. Porque si tú ves a alguien que da el 100%, a mí por lo menos no me viene como decepcionarle. Decepcionarte así. Es una cuestión de respeto que luego se desarrolla y se ve también con los compañeros. Cuando, sobre todo, en un método tan dinámico, tan drilling class, maravilloso.
La motivación desde el primer minuto hasta el último es un factor importante, pero no el único. La excelencia de nuestros profesores, nuestros maestros de toda la vida, esos que hacían que el resto de tu vida sintieses verdadera pasión por aquella asignatura. Así son nuestros profesores del Máster en Inglés Profesional. ¿Por qué no llamas? ¿Vas a perder esta oportunidad? 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Llama y solicita gratis tu prueba de nivel. 91-133-5833.
¿Te sientes orgulloso de ti mismo? Porque tú lo puedes hacer.
Con el Máster en Inglés Profesional puedes conseguir lo que quieras. Tú lo puedes hacer.
We're back again with the salad. Now then, everybody, yes, that's right. We're back again, so let's have another conundrum. Are you ready? Our second conundrum of the day, which is... Are you ready? Here it comes. My friends came blank last night and ended up sleeping blank. So we have two prepositions here. My friends came blank last night and ended up sleeping blank. Now, there are some possible different options here, but I have it clear in my mind what I want to put in here. We can discuss options later on, okay? So my friends came blank last night and ended up sleeping blank. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program and examine this a little bit, okay? But right now, it's time for... Business as usual. So bow, business as usual. As promised, we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. He's going to be here for the whole half hour. So we have bow, first of all, business as usual. And he has a business letter for us today. Because on bow we work on, you know, business expressions, of course, different things. But business letters and business writing skills, yeah, we focus on. So we have a business letter today, so I'm going to pass you over to Alan, and he's going to read the letter first of all. So all you have to do is sit back, relax, and try and understand as much as possible. Then I'll read the letter, we'll translate it, and select, pick out some of the interesting things found within the letter. Okay, so I'm going to pass you over to Alan. This is Bao.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So here's our business letter for today. Here we go. Dear Laura, I write to inform our presence at the coming telecommunications trade fair. I had originally intended to hire a medium-sized pitch, but having talked with our marketing people, now feel the large size one would be more appropriate, as we would like to run several interactive activities from the stand. Am I right in thinking that the cost of €40 per square meter includes VAT? I would also like to reserve 30 meters of warehouse space to store surplus stock. Again, I assume this is located on the same premises. As far as conference hostesses are concerned, I will have to get back to you, as we may make up or make use of our regular shop staff for this purpose, simply because of their superior product knowledge. I would be grateful if you would get back to me as soon as possible on these matters, and then we can proceed to settle up. Best regards.
Okay, there was the letter, salad listeners. How much did you understand? More or less than 50%? Did anyone understand everything, every single word? Well, I'm going to read it for you now, so you'll have a second chance, another opportunity to pick up on things you missed the first time around. Okay, so I'll read it for you now. So a different accent, you know, and a second chance. So here we go. Here's our business letter one more time. Dear Laura, I write to confirm our presence at the upcoming telecommunications trade fair. I had originally intended to hire a medium-sized pitch, but having talked with our marketing people, now feel the large size one would be more appropriate, as we would like to run several interactive activities from the stands. Am I right in thinking that the cost of €40 per square meter includes VAT? I would also like to reserve 30 meters of warehouse space to store surplus stock. Again, I assume this is located on the same premises. As far as conference hostesses are concerned, I will have to get back to you, as we may make use of our regular shop staff for this purpose, simply because of their superior product knowledge. I would be grateful if you would get back to me as soon as possible on these matters, and then we can proceed to settle up. Best regards. Okay, how did you get on? We've had it a couple of times. Two chances to listen to the letter. Did you understand everything? Is anyone missing anything? Well, let's find out. So now we're going to translate the letter. And then Alan's going to pick out some of his favorite expressions and vocabulary seen within the letter. So I'll read the letter. We'll do it sentence by sentence. Frase por frase. Sentence by sentence. Okay. I'll read the English. Alan's going to do his best to translate it into perfect Spanish. Okay, so then we'll understand absolutely everything. So we saw, dear Laura.
Estimada Laura.
Excuse me?
Estimada Laura.
That's right. You nailed it. Okay, I write to confirm our presence at the coming telecommunications trade fair.
Te escribo para confirmar nuestra presencia en la próxima feria de telecomunicaciones.
I had originally intended to hire a medium-sized pitch, but having talked with our marketing people, now feel the large size one would be more appropriate, as we would like to run several interactive activities from the stand.
En un principio pensaba contratar un stand de tamaño mediano, pero después de hablar con nuestro personal de marketing, creo que uno de tamaño grande sería más apropiado, puesto que ya queremos organizar varias actividades interactivas en el mismo.
Am I right in thinking that the cost of €40 per square meter includes VAT?
Estoy en lo cierto al pensar que el coste de €40 por metro cuadrado incluye el IVA.
I would also like to reserve 30 meters of warehouse space to store surplus stock.
También me gustaría reservar 30 metros de espacio de almacén para guardar excedente de stock.
Again, I assume this is located on the same premises.
Además, doy por hecho que esté ubicado en el mismo local.
As far as the conference hostesses are concerned,
en cuanto a las azafatas,
I'll have to get back to you, as we may make use of our regular shop staff for this purpose, simply because of their superior product knowledge.
Tendré que volver a llamarte porque puede que hagamos uso de nuestros dependientes de tienda fijas para este propósito, simplemente por su mayor conocimiento del producto.
I would be grateful if you would get back to me as soon as possible on these matters, and then we can proceed to settle up.
Te agradecería que volvieses a contactar conmigo acerca de estos temas lo antes posible, y entonces podremos proceder a ajustar cuentas.
Best regards.
Un saludo.
Now then, now we understand everything, salad listeners. Let's ask Alan What caught his attention, what caught his eye or grabbed his attention in the letter? Okay, so let's ask him. You know what grabbed your attention about this letter?
Yes, lots of useful things here. First of all, we said our writing of our presence at the coming telecommunications trade fair in La Proxima, the coming or upcoming, we could say. So that sounds great. We also saw I had originally intended, en un principio pensaba, so I had originally, you know, we could say something like, you know, I was thinking, you know, but that sounds a little bit forced, so I had originally planned, we could say, or I had originally intended, sounds very good here. Now, what else did we see? Yes, we now feel, sounds very good, we now feel. Let me see what else we saw here. Well, we saw as in the letter, you know, a number of things we've seen here. Also, I assume, that's right. I assume. So I think that sounds good. Yes, so again, I assume, doy por hecho. So yes, to assume. So remember, it's that could be a false friend. It's not asumir, but dar por hecho. So yes, I assume. I like that one. Yes, as far as, you know, concerned in this case. So we saw en cuanto a. So you could say, as far as I'm concerned, it was as far as conference hostesses are concerned. That sounds very good. What else did we see? Yes, for this purpose. I think that sounds great. So we're going to make use of our regular shop staff for this purpose. Para este propósito. We also saw they had superior product knowledge. Conocimiento del producto, product knowledge. Sounds great. And finally, we saw matters. So as soon as possible. So would you? I would be grateful if you would get back to me as soon as possible on these matters. Acerca de estos temas. So we're using matters there, which I think sounds pretty good. So those are some of the things that I picked up on in the letter that, you know, stand out to me.
Ah, destacar, to stand out, salad listeners. Okay, excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Alan. Stay tuned. Okay, stay tuned here because we're going to look at boost your level and you're going to be, you know, showing us how we can boost your level. This has been Bao Business as Usual. Now, salad listeners, yes, as promised, boost your level. We're going to be looking at question tags. So tag is etiqueta. Okay, question tag. Now, in Spanish, you would just say no or yes or verdad, you know? So, te gusta no? Te gusta verdad? You like it, don't you? We would say. So I hear people saying, you like it? Yes. You're coming? You're not coming? No. That's Spanglish, not English. Okay, so in English, question tags, how do they work? Well, let's ask our grammar expert. Who better than Alan Parsons, because he stayed on for Boost Your Level. So we're going to look at question tags right here. So how do question tags work, Alan?
Right, okay, yes, so as you were saying, in Spanish it might be yes or no, and it's true, I hear people saying that. You're going, yes, but in this case it would be a statement. For example, let's say that one, you're going, so we're saying you are using the verb to be. It's affirmative, you're going, we would add aren't you, that's right, you're going, aren't you? So we'd make it a statement, and with either the verb to be, or an auxiliary verb like do, in the past did, have, or a modal verb like can, could, etc., we would add the tag, could you or couldn't you, can you, can't you, etc.
Okay. So, for example, our first one here, just an example would be, he's early this morning, so he is early this morning. The question tag would be, isn't he? Now, I want to focus on some phonetics here too, Dave.
Ah, oh, we're going to kill two birds with one stone. Practice question tags, but it's true these are good for phonetics. Like we saw, isn't he? So isn't he, it's not isn't he, or isn't he, but isn't he. More British, isn't he, more American, isn't he? Or isn't he, more British. Okay, either of those, what want to avoid is isn't he, okay? So we saw if it's negative with you, can't you, didn't you, or did, or that's a chew sound, wouldn't you, couldn't you, didn't you, etc. Or did you is more of a jew sound. We'll have a look at these as we go through. So this is the interactive part of the program, Salad Listeners. Alan's going to give us the first part. All we have to do is add the tag, let the getter add it, can't you, didn't you, wasn't it, okay, or was it, okay, etc. Are you ready? Well, let's not explain anymore. We don't want any more grammatical explanations. So let's have a look at some examples. Over to you, Alan. So interact with us here. Do your best to add the tags on these, Salad Listeners. Alan, over to you.
Right. You can swim well.
You can swim well. Can't you? Okay, so you can make it negative, can't. Now, the person never changes. You, he, they, etc. Wouldn't say you can swim well, can't he? No, it's you can swim well, can't you? Okay, good. So can't you? So it's T plus U is chew. You can swim well, can't you? Next.
I was very quick.
I was very quick. Wasn't I? Wasn't I? Again, wasn't I? You might hear wasn't I. But if you say wasn't I, we're reinforcing the negative, the T, so you know it's negative, wasn't I?
It could be done.
It could be done. Couldn't it? That's right, couldn't it? Again, you could say couldn't it. You also hear that, couldn't it? Couldn't it? With the T there, couldn't it?
You won't be late.
You won't be late. Can you hear that, Salad Listeners? In this case, it's the future. You will not. You won't. Sometimes people, you know, confuse you won't as in you will not for want, querer. Otherwise, it would be you want to be late. Quieres llegar tarde, no? Which is, okay. Sometimes it could be possible because people can be fashionably late. So you won't be late. What do you think? Will you? No llegarás tarde. You won't be late. Will you? Or I could say you will be late, won't you? Good. Next.
This winter hasn't been cold.
Okay, this winter hasn't been cold. Has it? So it's has, we're saying has it.
You shouldn't smoke here.
Again, another negative, you shouldn't smoke here. So we take the should, make it affirmative, should you. Again, it's D plus U, it's a ju sound. You shouldn't smoke here, should you?
He has finished.
He has finished. Él ha terminado. He has finished. Hasn't he? Again, not hasn't he, no, or anything like that. Or hasn't he? No, hasn't he? He has finished. Hasn't he? With good phonetics there.
I'm not as tall as you are.
I'm not as tall as you are. What do you think, Salad Listeners? I'm not, am I? I'm not as tall as you are. Am I? That's right. Okay, very good.
They always work hard.
They always work hard. What do you think, Salad Listeners? Now, if you ever get stuck, think, oh, they always work hard. What's this? Just think, how would I ask the question? They always work hard. The question would be, do they always? Oh, okay, so I need the auxiliary verb. They always work hard. Don't they? That's right, Salad Listeners. Boost your level. Thank you. then. Does everyone understand? Has everyone got the hang of this? La Pierre, el truco is to get the hang of something. Are you getting the hang of it? That was round one, Asalto Uno. Are you ready for round two? Let's go. We're looking at question tags right here. So Alan's giving us the first part. We just have to add the tag to practice. We're practicing the question tags, but the phonetics as well. Canti, couldn't you, did you, etc. Let's go.
You can help him.
You can help him. Can you hear that? So help him would become help him. You can help him. Can't you? Can't you?
You teach English.
You teach English. Don't you? That's right. So you teach English. Do you? So how does it? So do you teach English? Ah, okay. It's affirmative. Make it negative. You teach English. Don't you? That's right.
Let me see. They are learning English.
They are learning English. What do you think, salad listeners? Aren't they? They're learning English. Aren't they? That's right.
He has a lot of books.
He has a lot of books. What's the tag for this one, salad listeners? He has a lot of books. Doesn't he? So it's doesn't he. Not hasn't he. Hasn't he? No, not in this case, because he has. In this case, the has is not an auxiliary verb like haber or something like that. It's a simple common verb, tener. Él tiene. So thinking, what would the question be? Él tiene muchos libros. So he has a lot of books. Does he have? Okay, it's the auxiliary verb does, not has. So he has a lot of books. Doesn't he? So be careful there. He has a lot of books. Doesn't he? Not hasn't he in this case. It's a simple common verb. So we use auxiliary verb does. In this case, negative, doesn't. He has a lot of books. Doesn't he?
Right, okay, let me see. She's too young.
She's too young. Okay. Yes, she is too young. Isn't she? Isn't she?
You eat very quickly.
What do you think? You eat very quickly. Don't you? So don't you? Don't you? You eat very quickly, don't you?
We should answer the letter.
We should answer the letter. What do you think? Shouldn't we? We have time for one more.
John drinks too much.
The last one. John drinks too much. What do you think? Doesn't he? John drinks too much. Doesn't he? Okay, salad listeners. Very good. Not bad. So, Alan, we'll practice this another day. We'll have part two another day just to make sure everyone's flowing, everyone's feeling the flow here. Okay, so question tags. That's right. Do you understand? Well, we'll have part two in the future. We can practice a little bit more, salad listeners. Okay, this has been Boost Your Level. Now then, yes, just to finish off, we have our conundrum, salad listeners, which was, my friends came blank last night and ended up sleeping blank. What do you think? So my friends came round last night and ended up sleeping over. Okay. So my friends came round last night and ended up sleeping over. Now, there's some flexibility here. You could say my friends came over, someone comes over to your house, or they come round your house. So you could say my friends came over last night and ended up sleeping over. But, you know, rather than using over both times, you could all come round or came over. So to sleep over when you stay the night at someone's house, you sleep over, okay? So I had in mind, my friends came round last night and ended up sleeping over. Sounds pretty good. So we had a little bit of flexibility there. Okay. So that's all we have time for, salad listeners. So thanks for listening to The Salad. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
¿Cómo tú ves tanta pasión en lo que hacen, tanta dedicación? Porque luego tienes a lo largo del máster, tienes feedbacks con ellos. Y ellos te dicen exactamente cuáles son tus puntos débiles, cuáles son tus fortalezas, cuáles son tus weaknesses, debilidades, ¿no? ¿Sabes? Y cuando ves a alguien que hace con tanta pasión algo, no te viene tan natural decepcionarle. Porque si tú ves a alguien que da el 100%, a mí por lo menos no me viene como decepcionarte así. Es una cuestión de respeto que luego se